Why can't Dad ever just tell me good job? Instead, he always points out what I could have done better.
That's a reminder that we should all be more encouraging and less critical. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening today. When you do something awesome, you expect a little recognition, right? I think we all do. You'd like to hear someone say, "Way to go! Great job!" But do you ever encourage others when they do something good? Here's a great reminder from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "Encourage one another and build each other up." That's what our story is all about today. Let's listen. It's called Two Words. "Did you see my hit, Dad?" Caden asked as he climbed into the pickup. "My first of the season." Dad nodded.
"You know, it could have been a double if you had stepped into the swing."
"I know, but..." Caden quieted. Mom opened the front door as they drove up to the house. "How was the game, guys?"
"I got a hit," said Caden softly as Dad shuffled away to weed the flower beds.
"Great," said Mom. "I'm sorry I couldn't be..."
But Caden was already inside. He surveyed the kitchen for a snack as Mom followed him into the room.
"I tried a new cookie recipe today."
Mom held out a plate and Caden took one.
"A perfect way to celebrate your hit."
Caden didn't respond.
"Did something happen at the game, Caden? What's wrong?"
"Why can't Dad ever say good job? It's just two words. Instead, he always points out what could be better."
"Dad is proud of you, Caden. I'm sure of it. He just forgets how important it is to say it. Maybe you should talk to him about it and tell him how you feel."
"I guess." Caden bit into his cookie.
"Hey, Mom, these cookies are a little burnt."
Just then, Caden's sister Emily bounded into the kitchen.
"I did it! I finally finished the scarf I've been knitting."
She held it up for them to see.
Caden glanced at it and frowned. "Aren't scarves supposed to be longer than that?"
Emily glared at him and then walked back to her room.
"What did I say?" asked Caden.
Mom touched his shoulder.
"What was it again you wish Dad would have said after the game?"
"Good job. Just two simple words. Good..."
Caden stopped.
"Oh."
Mom lifted her eyebrows.
Sometimes we all need just a little encouragement, don't we? None of us is perfect, but we're still loved. God loves us so much he sent Jesus to die for our sins. And he wants us to remind others that we love them too by acknowledging their accomplishments and encouraging them.
"I'll go find Emily," Caden said. "Looks like Dad and I could work on this together."
Caden left the room but quickly returned.
"Hey, Mom, good job on those cookies."
Mom smiled. "Thanks, Caden. That's just what I needed to hear."
So how about you? When was the last time you said good job? Is there someone in your life who needs to hear that? People rarely do things perfectly, but when they try their best and do well, we need to encourage them instead of pointing out what they could have done better. Make good job two of the words you say today. Our key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11.
Encourage one another and build each other up.
And our key thought for today, encourage others. If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.